spend about some 2 hours of very quality time with him about a month ago, and that is Tom Glitherell from Longacre Racing Products. Tom, you got me down there?
I got you loud and clear, man. It's, I think, going to be an outstanding day, 500 big laps. Walking through the pit area, you can tell there's some drivers amped up, maybe a little too amped up, so it'll be an interesting evening.
You're never too amped up, huh? It's been quite an afternoon out here. As I said, they're currently qualifying the Camping World West. We've got a whole bunch of cool stuff going on out here today. Toyota is definitely out here. The NC Machinery Company, a new sponsor to Evergreen Speedway, is out here. And a lot of Toyota has got a booth, as I mentioned. Caterpillar's down at the end. A lot of neat events going on out front and all over the racetrack. Four separate classes race cars out here this afternoon. As we mentioned, already qualifying was the Les Schwab Bombers and the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour, presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment, is already got their qualifying underway. Jason Fraser is the pole winner on that one, and they have got the cars quarantined. Is that the word I want?
Impounded.
There you go. Quarantine would not be a good thing.
No, that's a bad thing. No, a lot of races, what they'll do is they'll go and park the cars in a designated area. You can go up and pull your tape off, and the cars have to sit. No crew members can do anything with them, and this saves the crews money, because they start going and tinkering with things and spending more money on their cars, and sometimes they adjust their car out of a setup that maybe they didn't want to do that. So it's actually nice for the crews to be able to do that. They sit down, they have their lunch and stuff, and get organized for the race.
At least they could have done was brought us up something, huh?
Yeah,
well, that's the way it goes. Here's your qualifying as all classes are racing on the 5/8 oval this afternoon, 0.646 miles, the Super Speedway of the West, as coined by our man Hollywood. 24 cars qualified in the Bomber division out here. Lane Sundholm in the double zero car got position number one with a time of 25.941. 76 car Frank Calgary, who got his first win in the 2006 season a couple weeks ago, qualified second. Joe Lang qualified third. Dwayne Schoesbeck qualified fourth. Good run for the driver of the number 99, Joe Neeland, as he qualified fifth with a 26.559. Then the rest of the qualifying lineup: Merlin Cook, Daryl Litovsky, Travis Blackwood, and Bill Mann ran out the top 10. 11 through 20 is Ryan Hansen, Mark Trail, Jim Foti, Jim Downey, Steve Potasik, David Stewart Jr., Sean Carlson, Tom Widener, Dwayne Humminy, and Tony Deacon in position 20, and rounding out that through the end of the group, Dave Stewart in number 21, Mike Kyles in position 22. Steve Schoenfeld, president of the Western Washington Racing Association, qualified 23rd, with Nicky Bristol rounding out the 24-car field.
You know, Steve, on that Dwayne, the 25-car, came out here and qualified fourth. The only laps he had on the track was qualifying.
Mm-hmm. He's just sick that way, isn't he?
Back in the Sky Valley days and stuff that I raced with him, he'd show up late, roll that car off the trailer, and go out and qualify on the pole. And then now he has time to adjust the car what he wants to do. So he'll be someone to be watching tonight.
17 cars attempted qualifying, two-lap qualifying on the 5/8 oval out here at Evergreen Speedway this afternoon. Naima Lang is your top qualifier, and he is the points leader with a time of 22.936, 101.395 miles an hour. Jason Fraser, who is doing double duty out here this afternoon, as he is the number one qualifier, as I mentioned, in the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour. Jason will be on the outside front row. Depending on the invert, now they will invert this field, won't they, Dan?
Yes, they will.
Okay. John Zaretsky qualified third. Jeff Knight in fourth. James Muggy, having an outstanding season in the Superstock division, qualified fifth, with Doug Davidson making a good to see Doug out here. And I think Doug is doing double duty as well.
No, he only qualified for the ASA.
Oh, okay.
There's a 14 car.
Oh, but it's not that Doug. Okay. Mike Holden, Michael Kudnick, Fred Hall, and Tom Barrow round out the top 10, followed by Jeff Holden, Daniel Moore, Tom Hughes, Steve Potasik, Chris Preston, Brian Cottrell, and Scott LaCrosse rounding out the 17-car field.
Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, just a little update on Jason Fraser. He's going to do double duty tonight, running two classes. Has a splint on his wrist. Apparently had a cast on it earlier this week, and as a true racer that he is, he cut it off himself, got himself fitted with a splint. I'm going to try and get him over. We got a little technical difficulties down here, but if I can get Jason over, it's an interesting story of how he got the broken wrist. I will tell you this, there was a a bowl, a bar, and a bunch of things involved in the story. But it's going to be interesting to see because, 300 laps with the broke, driving down the highway with a broken wrist is bad. Imagine 300 laps with a broken wrist.
Oh, that's just nuts. Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate the update. We also, for the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour, we have, as we mentioned, Jason Frazier qualifying first with a time of 22.658, 102.639 miles an hour. Gary Lewis in the number 73 car is in second place, followed by Kelly Mann, Shane Harding, Jay Sauls, Pete Harding, Darren Stordahl, John Zaretsky doing double duty as well. Harold Rosinski, good to see him back out here Doug Davidson in the number 14 car. That's your top 10. Finishing on the list here with Eric Richardson timing in 11th, Wade Bland in 12th, Brad Stanwood 13th, Brad Tidrick 14th, Travis Milburn, Wade Bennett, Chris Preston, Ken Slurland, in position 18, followed by Dave Ramey and Tom Barrow. So that's the qualifying that we have so far. It's just wrapping up. I think we have two more cars to qualify for the Camping World West Series. We're going to have Chad Little coming up. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, kind of a cool deal going on today, not necessarily out here at Evergreen Speedway, but if you're a regular listener of our show, about a month and a half ago, we started talking up the Stanwood Camino Island Soapbox Derby, went out to the event. It was just an awesome time. Well, the two winners of the Stanwood Camino Island Soapbox Derby are in Akron, Ohio, and we are going to get a report from them from Akron as to how the day went from them. So we got a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be just a blast. We're so happy you're with us. We'll be up with you till about 6:30 tonight with a lot of interviews. We'll bring you some of the bomber race. They're going to start that at 5 o'clock. We'll also bring you the opening ceremonies coming up at 4:45. So we're going to take a break. We are North Sound Racing. Again, Dan Beecher up above here with me. Tom Guthrow wandering around the pits. He'll have a lot of interviews. And we may send Sherry Berg down there to take over for Tom because he's got to do some spotting too. So let's take a break. We are North Sound Racing. We'll be back after these messages from Evergreen Speedway, the super speedway of the West.
Down on the Farm Season 2 with Jay Buhner, The Bone.
I was in the New York Penn League my first year. I had a great time, and I lived right off of one of the main rivers there, so I got a chance to fish every day before I went to the ballpark. A little local pizza parlor right out the back of the stadium. We'd walk in there and have a piece of pizza. You know, there's something to be said about getting on the bus with a bunch of guys and hanging out and talking baseball, and it's just wonderful times.
Down on the Farm with Jay Buhner. A new episode every Friday at 3:45 on 3 to 6 with the Fish.
It's Judd and Black's Summer's Hottest Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you've been thinking about buying...